Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
For nearly three decades, fans of the Thompson Twins have waited for more live performances from one of the most iconic bands of the 80s.
Now the Thompson Twins vocalist Tom Bailey with a new band is touring and performing the big Thompson Twins hits and more. The Thompson Twins had huge hits on both sides of the Atlantic.
Songs such as Hold Me Now. Doctor, Doctor.
Can't you see I'm burning, burning?
You Take Me Up. Love on Your Side provided the soundtrack for so many people's lives worldwide in the mid-80s.
In 1985, the Thompson Twins played Hold Me Now at Live Aid in Philadelphia and also performed the Beatles' Revolution with Madonna and Nile Rodgers.
Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins is making his way to South African soils for the iconic UK retro festival Let's Rock that will be coming to South Africa for the very first time. Right, and joining us now is Tom himself. Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. It's late at night for me. I'm in New Zealand, but good morning to you.
I was going to ask now where you're actually joining us from, being in New Zealand. How's the weather like over there?
Actually, it's been a most unimpressive summer until a couple of days ago, and suddenly it's glorious and warm, and the sun's been shining, and we're all getting suntan.
What counts as an unimpressive summer for you, Tom? Because here in South Africa, when we hit 30 degrees, we're like, oh, okay, maybe winter's starting.
Yes. Well, we're probably a little bit behind you in the temperature stakes, but it hasn't been consistently pleasant weather. You know, there's been storms and wind and rain and what have you. So I'm looking forward to summer being a little late arriving, but arriving nevertheless.
Ah, wonderful. You've been around for so many years. Legendary indeed. That is the correct term. How do you sum up your career to date? Is it a fair question even?
Well, I don't think about it too much, you know, because I can't do much else. I get up in the morning and make music, and that's it. So the fact that it's lasted along, I have to say, it's great good fortune for me, and I'm very lucky. But that's partly down to having those hit records back in the 80s. I guess they keep you relevant because they're still played on the radio. People still enjoy them. They sing along with them. And, you know, young musicians even sometimes sing those songs. So that gives us a foot in the door. But I think it's still a responsibility not to dwell maybe too much on nostalgia and bring something fresh to it. So I do contemporize, you know, I do kind of rearrange things to make them. Everyone will recognize the songs, but they will have a freshness to them as well.
No, that's amazing, Tom, because I think that sometimes exactly what you're saying is a little bit of a danger becoming stagnant, especially being as huge as a name as Tom Bailey and Thompson Twins and everything that you've done, because you can just ride on the coattails of all the success you had. So I love the fact that you realize making something fresh can also introduce it to a completely new market. Can you imagine a Gen Z hearing one of your tracks for the first time and they are transported back to the 80s but still feels like it's a new song?
Well, that's one of the things that happens these days, isn't it? Because of the way that people listen to music, they have this enormous library of the history of popular music at their fingertips. And if a song is good, and then it will have relevance. But I have to say also that live on stage, I have a new band. Most of them are young, and a few of them weren't even born when, you know, Doctor Doctor was written, for example. So the thing is, that stops it being too nostalgic, because for them there is no nostalgia for the 80s. They just see it as great music they're going to play. And that helps me to keep it very, very fresh.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
I want to get to the band, because if I've got my facts correct, it's an all-female band. It must be nice, Tom. It must be nice.
That's right. Well, I mean, that was almost an accidental occurrence, that I was looking for people to make up a band for a tour about 10 years ago. And the people that I chose all happened to be female. And it worked so well together. There's something about the dynamics of women working together, which is a refreshing change from the usual rock and roll guys that that I've worked with in the past. However, you know, even back in the day with the Thompson twins, we kind of broke the mold because we were two men and a woman, and we came from vastly different racial and cultural backgrounds. So we always thought it was good to kind of mix up what and break the mold on these things, you know. So I'm just, in a way, continuing what we set out to do in the 80s.
Talking about breaking the mold, I want to get to this because, I mean, being in the music career for so long, Tom, I think the way that songwriting and producing and performing and everything has changed, it's incredible. I mean, lately, we've seen the role of AI playing a huge role in music production and so on. And I want to tap into that, especially for you, like I said, being so long in the music career and in the music business. How has that changed for you over the years? And has it changed for the better or for the worse?
I think it's just different. Things are always changing. And technology plays an enormous part in what we do as musicians and producers of records. But I will say this. There's a great satisfaction. There's a great human pleasure in working hard at doing something like that. And the idea that you can just press a button and have it done for you takes away that pleasure, takes away that emotional reward, you know, which we essentially seek as creative individuals. And therefore, I'm a little bit wary of using too many kind of cheating machines, if you like, to make life easier, because in the end you make it less valuable.
Wow, and I actually think Ruben is super into technology and AI, for example, and I can already see his mind going and want to ask about exactly that, because you say like it takes away a little bit of the joy. Do you think it's a big danger for the industry right now?
Well, you know, some people say that the promise of robotics in general and AI in particular was that it would take away the drudgery of life and leave us free to be creative. But the risk is it takes away the creative aspects of life and leaves us to do the drudgery.
Yes.
That would be, shooting ourselves in the foot big time.
So, Tom, let's dive into that, creativity. I mean, again, over so many years, staying creative as you have done, writing new material, keeping on composing and working with new artists and new ideas and new concepts, how do you keep that creative muscle trained?
Well, I think it's good to rest on the wisdom of experience and do the things that you know you can do. But at the same time, always be a little bit out of your own comfort zone, a little bit out of your own depth, so that there's an inherent challenge in what you do, you know, that you're risking getting it wrong. If all you do is somehow play it safe, then you will never be satisfactorily creative. There has to be a risk that it will go terribly wrong.
The Crew at Breakfast with Ruben and Sharuniga on Crew FM 95.5.
So again, such a long career, and I want to get to your highlights because, I mean, there's so many, I suppose, over the years that have stood out for you. I mean, if I could just maybe mention a few, Live 8 Philadelphia could have been one. Foreigner, mm-hmm, playing the keys on I Want to Know What Love Is. I did not know that. are those some of the highlights? Are there bigger ones for you?
Well, I mean, those are the kind of things that get talked about. But, they're all distant memories for me. So I don't wake up every day thinking about those, that's for sure. But they were all amazing experiences. Yeah. Live Aid was an incredible event, and we all felt good about doing it. And funny things like playing on a Foreigner record, that's just a great pleasure, you know. That's,
wow.
That's friends saying, you know, let's get together and do something, and it happening well. So, yeah, why not? Yeah, what I do think is that those moments of creative endeavor and success completely outshine what people imagine is the life of a rock musician, you know, which is like endless partying or something. I don't remember any of that. It's meaningless.
You know? Don't you remember it because of the partying, Tom, or don't you remember it because it was meaningless?
Okay, I think I've trapped myself. There's an element of that. But, you know, I was fairly cautious about that. I'm not really a party animal. I sit in the front of the bus with the driver, not in the back partying after the show.
But that also says something. You're still around, Tom, and you're still going strong. So you
just
can kind of think about what the effect that had on your long-term success as well.
Well, it's important to be healthy, isn't it? And stay fit and be able to meet the challenges you set yourself. And you can't do that if you're kind of creaking with wear and tear.
Mm. I mean, that's an old saying. One has to understand that, especially for the young artists, understanding that music is a business as much as it is fun and pleasurable. It's also a business, and that's crucial. Like you said, staying healthy, it's all part of it, Tom. It's all part of it. I mean, you are the perfect example of that, staying healthy. So let's get to South Africa and Ledge Rock coming to South Africa. We are so excited to have you in South Africa. Is it your very first time, Tom?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
It's been a long time coming for me, and so I'm even more excited than you can imagine. It's and my band as well. They're just so ready. And we're looking forward to meeting the audiences and observing the famously vibrant culture of South Africa, but also, of course, we want to get out into the countryside, see some animals and all the rest of it. We've got a full schedule on our days off.
I was going to ask, when exactly are you landing, and are you planning to do some sightseeing? Will you, like I said, will you get time to do that and work that in?
Yes, I think so, because I think we have a total of 3 days off before we have to go on to our. We're going off to Dubai after South Africa, but not immediately. So that gives us, hopefully, very pleasurable 3 days.
Any 3 days off that you can get in South Africa, especially for the first time, I can put money on it that you will have an amazing time, Tom. That we can guarantee you.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharuniga.
Joined on stage by some of the South African and best South African lineup artists. I mean, PJ Powers, Cindy Alter from Cloud, John Ellis 363, Brent Harris, Josh Ginger. I mean, just to name about a few. Do you know any of the music? Have you had time to listen to it yet? Have you worked with some of them?
No, I'm afraid partly because I wouldn't be exposed to that that music over in the UK probably, but I'm looking forward to hearing them for sure. I'll be at the side of the stage checking everyone out.
It'd be great.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to ask your tour manager, Tom, to compile a little playlist on a streaming service for you. But we'll call it Die Groot Breakfast.
Yes.
And then you can listen to that and you think of these two Afrikaans people that think that you're going to have an awesome time on stage here in South Africa.
Fantastic.
Tom, tell us a little bit about a Tom Bailey live show. What can fans expect from you on stage? What is the show like?
Well, it will be largely composed of the hits that people really know well. As I say, I will contemporize and rearrange the music so that it sounds fresh and different. As we discussed earlier, I have a most amazingly talented band of young women playing. And there'll also be visual counterparts as well. So I think it's an all-round experience. However, at the end of the day, I keep telling myself, don't worry about what notes you play. It's what you collect emotionally from the situation that is the reward, you know. Mm. And so I'm all the time looking for that emotional exchange and the warmth that. And actually, I mean, it kind of sounds strange to say it, but that's the reason I do it now.
Wow.
That should always be the reason that people make music, Tom. So thank you for that.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. I think it's important. And really, you know, if if one was ever to reach the stage where it's just another gig, then that's the day you should quit, I think.
I can't agree more. I mean, we've had an old saying, just being in radio, if you don't have that little bit of good, proper, positive stress just before you go live on air, that's your cue to say, right, you're done. That is you completely. That is you finished. I mean, I had a little bit of stress just talking to you this morning.
No, I agree with you. People say, do I get stage fright? And I say, well, it's necessary. You need some of that. To treat it with respect and see it as a special opportunity, a great privilege.
So Tom Bailey going to be on vocals, keyboards, guitars, harmonica and percussion. Goodness gracious, is there any instrument that you do not play, Tom?
Well, the whole band are multi-instrumentalists. We kind of jump around on different things.
Wow.
So, you know, we have some standard lineups, guitars and basses and keyboards, but also things like cello and various percussion instruments and things. So, yeah.
So big party on stage at Let's Rock, and we cannot wait.
We cannot wait to see you live. Tom, thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning. Before we let you go, just one message from Tom Bailey to the South African fans just before your arrival to South African soils for the first time.
I'd just like to say we're so much looking forward to coming. It's been way too long that I've left this opportunity, but let's make it a great time, and I'll see you there, and we'll sing and dance together.
Can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Bailey.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.